contemplating today's gospel. Liturgical day, weekdays of Advent, December 22nd. The Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then returned to her home. Commentary by Father Francesc Pirarno from Girona, Spain. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Today the Gospel presents for our consideration the Magnificat canticle, which Mary, filled with joy, sang in the house of her relative Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist. Mary's words bring to mind other biblical songs that she knew well, and had recited and contemplated on many occasions. But now, on her lips, those same words take on a much deeper meaning. The Spirit of the Mother of God shines through them, showing us the purity of her heart. Every day, the Church adopts them in the Liturgy of the Hours, when, praying Vespers, it directs towards heaven that same song with which Mary rejoiced, blessed, and thanked God for all his goodness. Mary is the beneficiary of the most extraordinary grace any woman has ever received or will ever receive. She has been chosen by God among all the women in history to be the mother of the Messiah Redeemer, whom humanity has been awaiting for centuries. It is the highest honor ever granted to a human person, and she receives it with complete simplicity and humility, realizing that everything is grace, a gift, and that she is nothing before the immensity of the power and greatness of God, who has done great things for her. A great lesson in humility for all of us, children of Adam, and heirs of a human nature deeply marked by that original sin, whose consequences we carry day after day. We are now reaching the end of the season of Advent, a time of conversion and purification. Today it is Mary who teaches us the best way. Meditating on the prayer of our mother, wanting to make it our own, will help us to be more humble. Holy Mary will help us if we truly ask her.